Blog Talk Radio.
Has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, March the 27th, 2022. Now, I am Apostle Shalene Cook. I am the founder of Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, but each and every Sunday, I am joined by some phenomenal servant leaders in the persons of Minister Gladys McGee, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Evangelist Michelle Scott. And of course, we have our sister in the house visiting with us this morning, and we are so glad that you are all here. Hallelujah. We pray that you will hear something on today that will truly, truly inspire you, bless you, encourage you, and prompt you to live a more abundant life in Christ right now. So at this time, we are going to go to opening prayer with Evangelist Michelle Scott. Amen.
Thank you. If we could just all bow our heads and humble our hearts. Father God, just want to say that thank you just isn't enough to say for all that you have done for us, Father God. We just thank you from the rising up of us this morning. Father God, we thank you for keeping watch over us and our families as we slept and slumbered last night. We thank you, Father God, that our beds weren't our cooling boards, Father God, and that
yes,
we woke
Jesus.
To see another day, Father God. We thank you for keeping all of us free from all hurt, harm, and danger, Father God. We thank you
yes,
for just
Lord.
Touching us with your finger of love. On waking us to see this day, a day that we've never beheld before. We thank you for
yes.
holding back the
yes.
rains and levees in our lives, Father God. We just can't thank you enough for all that you
yes,
do for
Jesus.
Us, Lord Jesus.
You're
a miracle worker, Father God. You touched our racket bones, Father God, and you allowed us to see this day, Lord Jesus. And we just so much, words just can't express how much we love you and thank you, Father God. You just placed blood flowing in our veins, Father God.
Yes,
and we
Lord
thank
Jesus.
You so much. We thank
yes,
you for our
yes.
eyes opening and for us being able to envision the beauties of this world, Father God.
Yes,
even though
Jesus.
There are very much hardship that we can behold with our eyes, Father God. We can still yet behold the beauty of the world, Father God. We thank you for our arms, our limbs, Father God, that we can walk, Father God, walk around in this world, Father God, for there are
yes.
so much things that we can still adventure upon, Father God. We thank you for the very breath that we breathe, Father God,
yes,
because it's because of you. It's no one but you that give us the breath in our lungs, Lord Jesus. We're so thankful
yes.
because it's only you, Lord
yes.
Jesus,
yes.
that touch us and cause our very hearts to beat on this morning. Father God, our hearts beat this morning because of you. Our families
yes.
rose this morning because of you. Our friends rose this morning because of you. Father
yes,
God,
Jesus.
I thank you for this body of ministers and this body of servant leaders here at Spirit Alive, Father God. It's a great family
yes.
here, Father God. We bring forth your word, Lord Jesus, and it's because
yes,
you touch each and every servant leader here, Father God, with warm
yes.
hearts, Father God, with loving
thank
hearts, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, most of all for the head servant leader, Bishop Shirlene Cook, Father God.
Thank
we thank
you,
you
Jesus.
For touching
us
and
his
right mind to want to bring forth your word, Father God, to the masses, Father God. And we just thank you so much, Lord Jesus,
yes,
for
Jesus.
This day. We thank you for all of us on today. We thank you for the word that will be brought forth today.
Yes,
that it will
Jesus.
Touch hearts all over the world, Lord Jesus, and bring someone crying to your throne saying, what must they do to be saved and become
yes.
a part of this body on today? Oh, Lord Jesus, we lift you up. We praise you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask it all. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
To let you know this morning that no matter what you are going through, that our mighty God has never, never, never lost a battle. We serve an awesome God, an unstoppable God. Hallelujah. At this time, we will now have our meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask the highly esteemed mother of this assembly, my mother, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and to bring us a mighty powerful reading from the great devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince. So would you please now give your attention to the mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, as she brings us this morning's reading. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. God bless you. I love you. Give an honor to God. And our lesson is entitled this morning, Christ is our mercy seat. And we'll be looking at Psalms 91 and 1. And it reads, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. In the Old Testament, now, there was a place where God met with his people. In Exodus 25 and 2, God said, And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims, which are on the ark of the testimony. This place was above the mercy seat of the ark of the covenant, under the wings of the two cherubims. The psalmist calls it the secret place of the Most High, under the shadows of the Almighty. The mercy seat covered the ark, which contained the three emblems of man's rebellion, the golden pot of manna, man's rebellion against God's provision, two tablets of stone on which God wrote the Ten Commandments, man's rebellion against God's standard and Aaron's rod, man's rebellion against God's authority. Once a year on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would sprinkle the blood of the sacrificed animals on the mercy seat and so make make provisions for the sins of Israel. Today, it is not blood and animals that makes that for our sins, but the holy blood of the Son of God. You can see that in Romans 3, 24 and 25. The word for propitiation in the original Greek text is blood, which usually means mercy seat. So Christ is our mercy seat. His blood speaks for us and puts God on our side. God does not see our rebellion. He sees the blood of his Son and accepts us. So this is why we can come boldly to the secret place of the Most High in Christ and feel secure that we have every right to be in God's presence. We can come boldly to him to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, Hebrews 4 and 16. And because Christ, our mercy seat, covers us with his blood, we are under God's protection. We are in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Here, no evil will befall us, nor will any plague come near our dwelling. Psalms 91, 9 and 10. In the secret place of the Most High, we are favored and kept safe from all harm. May the Lord add blessing, favor and blessings upon the hearers and readers and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for the day, become because Christ, our mercy seat, covers us with his blood. We are under God's protection and favor. Amen.
Heard him say, you brought me from a mighty long way, and now today I can testify that I believe it. On my way, I realize he's the one who kept me, and when the storms of life eye for eye, sleepless nights and desperate cries. He has captured every tear, assuring me he hears every prayer, waiting on the answer, only to discover he is near, and he hears every prayer. For he has done great things, and I believe he's a God that always answers prayer.
Answers prayer. It is prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and this is a time when we as a family come together on one accord in one spirit, and we lift up our petitions, our intercessions, our supplications for our brothers and sisters around the world. Hallelujah. And here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, we want you to know that when we pray expecting God to move. We pray believing God will do exactly what he says he will do, because he is an awesome God. Hallelujah. So won't you bow your hearts with me as we go to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Most gracious and Heavenly Father, we come now before your throne of grace, just praising you, glorifying you, and magnifying you for being our Father. We praise you, Father God, for the blessed assurance that we know that we live, we move, and we have our very being in you. We want to thank you, Lord God, for bringing us this far by faith. And Lord, if we have done anything that is unpleasing to you today, we pray right now by the power of your Holy Spirit that you would completely remove it. Cleanse us, Lord, of all unrighteousness for your name's sake, so that we can walk worthy of the vocation in which each of us have been called. Father God, we come now just lifting up those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that are feeling, Lord God, that they're lost and all alone. We know that you are the lifter of our heads. We know that you are the provider of our every need. And we also know you are a healer. Father God, we just pray for We pray that you would pour out your balm of Gilead on them from the crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet. Father God, we pray that you would unleash your healing power all over this world, because so many of us, Lord God, are hurting. So many of us are feeling helpless. So many of us are feeling afraid, Lord God, even though we know that you are God. So I pray that you would strengthen the saints, Lord God. Encourage their hearts this morning. Hallelujah. Lift them up this morning in a way that they can go forth, Lord, and declare your glory, your might, your power, your majesty. Father God, we just come praying for the people in the Ukraine this morning. We know that all governments sit up on your shoulders, Lord, and we know that nothing goes on down here that you are not aware of. So, Lord, we pray that you step into that situation and you have your way, Lord. We pray that you would be the rescuer of the people of the Ukraine. We pray that you would be the rescuer of those, Lord God, that are lost, that are helpless, that are hopeless, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that your Holy Spirit would roam, Lord, and move upon your people right now in a way that we would stand up and declare that you are God. You alone are God. Hallelujah. And you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can ever think to ask. Father, I lift up the institution of marriage to you this morning. I pray in the name of Jesus for those couples, Lord God. I pray that love would be the tie that binds. Hallelujah. The spirit of cooperation would be the tie that binds. I pray, Lord God, that all marriages, Lord God, would line up under your holy word. I pray in the name of Jesus that all marriages, all couples would obey your holy word and train up their children in the way that they should go so they do not depart from it, oh God. We're praying for those struggling couples, Lord God. We're praying that you lift them up. We're praying that you would restore peace where peace is gone. We pray that you, Lord God, would have your way. Now, Lord, we also come lifting up those babies to you this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, we're praying for those children that have run away, those children that are lost, those children that have been taken up into the sex trafficking trade. We pray for those children that are being exploited, being sold, being used and abused. Father God, we know what you say in your word about your children. So we know, Lord God, that your vengeance will come on all of those who have mistreated your babies. So we pray this morning that you have mercy, Lord God. We're praying for them this morning, Lord. We're praying for every abuser. We're praying for every oppressor. We're praying that they would somehow turn their hearts to you, Lord God, so that they would see the error of their ways and they would live a better life in you. Lord God, we come praying for our enemies this morning. Lord, it is our desire that they would come to know you in a way so that they would not have to be our enemies, Lord. We want them to know the benefit of your unconditional love. We want them to know, Lord God, that you're of your majesty and of your power. We want them to come to know your many benefits, experience your grace and your mercy, experience, Father God, your power. Hallelujah. We want them to know you, Father God. Hallelujah. So use us, Lord. Use us as your vessels. Let us be your hands. Let us be your feet. Let us be everything that you need us to be to shine forth your glory in a sick and dying world. Father God, we come lifting up those, hallelujah, that are jobless this morning, that are sitting, Lord God, fearful of what will happen next. We know that you are Jehovah Nissi, our banner, our victory. And we know, Lord God, that you can do all things but fail. So we pray, Lord, that you would stop by and remind them that you are high and lifted up and you are still on the throne and you are still a way maker, Father God. Hallelujah. We just praise you for knowing, Lord God, that you can do all things but fail. We want to thank you, Father God, just for that blessed assurance this morning. And Lord God, we come lifting up those, hallelujah, that are displaced and misplaced, Lord God. We pray for the homeless. We pray for the displaced. We pray for the disenfranchised this morning. We pray, Lord, that you would personally send help from on high to bless them. And Lord, we just come right now in the name of Jesus, just praising your holy and righteous name. We come this morning, Lord, just lifting up all nations around the world, Lord, because we know that you sit high and you look low and you know what each and every one of them stand in the need of. So, Lord, we pray that your spirit would just continue to move up on us, infuse us, Lord, with your Holy Ghost power so that we might go forth, hallelujah, and declare your glory with conviction. Lord, let us, hallelujah, be a living example of your love. Hallelujah. Let us be a lamp. Let your holy word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Let us go fearlessly out into this world, Lord God, to declare that you are God. Hallelujah. It is our fervent prayer, Lord God, that every man, woman, boy, and girl around this world would come to know who you are, would come to know you and live for you and pray you and magnify you, Lord God, because there is none like you, Jesus. We just praise you, Father God, this morning for every person that is present here in the Spirit Alive praise and worship experience, Lord. We pray that you just bless their homes, Lord God, that you just continue, Father God, to provide for them, Lord God, in a mighty way. We just pray right now in the name of Jesus for our speaker of the hour. We pray for Apostle Zeta this morning. We pray that you would continue to pour into her and give her preaching and teaching power, Father God, because you said in your holy word, if you be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto yourself. Hallelujah, Father God. We are so thankful, Lord, that you are using us this morning. We are so grateful, Father God, that we can come together as a family, Father God. And we're praying, Father God, for those who are lost and don't know you in the pardon of their sin. We're praying, Father God, that today someone will come along and show them your glory and give them cause to stop, drop, and worship you. Lord, we pray for every church door that is open in your name today. May the servant leaders preach your word with Holy Ghost boldness and conviction, because it is what you have given them to say, not what they want to hear. Father God, I pray that they declare the word in a way that people will be delivered, they will be healed, they will be restored, they will be transformed into the very likeness of your son, Jesus. Father God, I just want to thank you for what you're doing in us, through us, and for us. I want to thank you and I praise you, Father God, for your mighty acts. We thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your discernment. We thank you, Lord, for your power that worketh in us, hallelujah, and through us from day to day to day. Lord God, we come lifting up, hallelujah, every servant leader. Because if there was ever a time that your servant leaders needed to be about your business, it would be right about now. So, Lord, bless the churches.
Yeah.
Bless the servant leaders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Endow them with power from on high so that they might walk unafraid. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just come in, continue to come in and sup with us, walk with us, talk with us, Father God, each and every day.
Yeah.
Now, I want to thank you, Lord, for our servant leader who will bring the word today. I want to thank you for every servant leader here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. Bless their homes, Lord God. Bless their families, Lord God. Bless them going out and coming in. Bless them in the city and in the fields. Lord, bless them in all that they must do today and every day, Father God. Command, Lord God, that all things line up under your word, Father God. I declare and decree that it is well in our soul, Father God. Everything you decide to do in us, Father God, we want you to know that it is well. Thank you. I thank you for my family, Lord God, that looks over me and protects me, Lord, and serves me, Father God. Hallelujah. I want to thank you for every, hallelujah, body that God has sent to walk with me, hallelujah, in a mighty way. There's nothing like family. And Father God, I thank you for mine. They are humble. They are patient. They are loving. They are kind. And they love you, God, with all that is within them. So I pray this morning that you would bless them for their obedience. Bless them, Father God, for their desire to praise you, Father God. I just thank you, Lord, for all that you are and for all that you're doing. And Father God, I want to lift up, especially lift up this nation to you. Lord God, this nation was founded on religious principles, but we have forgotten why we're here and where we came from and who we were supposed to be serving. We too often want you to bless us, Lord. We say, God, bless America, but Lord God, we're praying that America would come and once again come to bless you. Because, Lord God, you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name, would just simply humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, pray and seek my face, that then you could heal the land. So, Lord, I pray that we be, all of us be obedient to 2 Chronicles 7:14. I pray, Lord God, that we would lift you up, hallelujah, in all that we do. We just praise and magnify your holy name right now, God. We just want to thank you for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Because, Lord, we know that everything that you do for us is good.
Yeah.
So we just praise your holy name right now, Lord. We just thank you for the beautiful saints in the house. Lord, we just want you to bless. We want you to keep. We want you to restore. We just pray that you deliver. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we just come together as your people. If there is any sick among us, Lord, we pray that you touch in a special way. We are lifting up Evangelist Michelle Scott this morning. We are standing in prayer with her, Lord God, as she continues, Lord God, to be restored by you. Lord, bless her mightily. Lord, we come praying for Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell in her transition, for her transition from Texas to Missouri this morning. Hallelujah. We come praying, Lord God, for my son, my stepson, Daryl, who's in the ICU, Lord God. I pray that you look in on my son this morning, Lord. Have mercy, Lord, and bless him in a mighty way. I pray for Papa Herman Wakefield this morning, Lord, who has also been returned to the hospital. We just lift these people up, Lord, because they are our family and we love them. We pray that you just stop by. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, a special prayer for everyone, Lord God, who does not know you, because this is the day, Lord. There is no day like today. So, Lord, we just pray in your holy and righteous name that you will continue to walk with us, abide with us, hallelujah, and have your holy way. It is in Jesus' holy, wonderful, righteous, magnificent name I do pray it all. Hallelujah. Let the church of God say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Everything, everything, everything.
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message. Hallelujah. And this morning, our message will be brought by one who truly loves the Lord. Apostle Zeta Flowers is the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship, located in Oakland, California, but she is also a dutiful and faithful member of the Spirit Alive family. So won't you please retrieve your Bibles and prepare to receive the woman of God as she brings you a Rhema word this morning. I introduce to some and present to others our speaker of the hour, my friend, my pastor, hallelujah, my mentor, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe that I have a message for today. Thank you, Jesus. And that message will be let go and let God, because that's what we need to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father God, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us this morning. We thank you for life this morning. Hallelujah. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Even though you're already present, we welcome you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Father God, I ask right now that you would word my mouth, that you would give me what you would have me to give to your people this morning, those that are listening in, hallelujah, from near and far, hallelujah, across the nation. We ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way, that hearts will be touched by your holy word, because your word goes out and it does not come back void, but it does go out and accomplish what you send it out to do. So we're expecting that this morning, and I pray, Lord, that someone will be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The title today is Let Go and Let God. And, you know, many times we hold on to things that we don't need to. Praise God. And some things we just need to let go. Hallelujah. So I'm going to speak to some of those things today and point out some of the things that hold us back, some of the things that we hold on to and don't let go. But the Lord is saying today, hallelujah, let it go. Let it go. He is in control. Hallelujah. He will take care of us. No matter what the situation is, God can handle it. Hallelujah. We can't do it alone, but God can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I was blessed by the music. Hallelujah, this morning, and it was just right on as it always is, and just a blessing, and it's a worship to the Lord, because he is so worthy, hallelujah, of every praise, every worship, hallelujah, that we can bring forth to him. Thank God. I thank the Lord that we are born again. Hallelujah. If you are born again, you're walking in the highest degree, a BA degree in Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the highest as far as I'm concerned. Hallelujah. Is knowing him and have accepted him. Hallelujah. And continuing with him. Praise God. All right. We're going to talk about, I'm going to go to straight to the scriptures right now. Let's go to let's go to let's go to Psalm 46 and 1. And then we're going to go to Hebrews 12. Psalm 46, verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So no matter what is going on in your life today, hallelujah, He is your refuge and strength, and He's here to help us whenever we have a need. And the second verse says, for will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Hallelujah. We can trust and know that God is present with us. Hallelujah. And there is nothing hidden from Him. He knows everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Starting with the first verse. And it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Hallelujah. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Hallelujah. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Yes.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Hallelujah. Now, we know that Christ is our greatest example. He endured. He endured until the end. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we have some endurance. We need to walk in endurance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we are going to go through some things here on this earth. And we are going through some things. Praise God. But we must remember Christ is our example. We must hold on. Hallelujah. And fight the good fight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must continue, hallelujah, on this journey. It's worth it, praise God, to continue on, hallelujah. No matter what is happening, God is with us, hallelujah. When you have done everything you can do, hallelujah, and know to do, that's when God will step in and do what you cannot do, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to back up a little bit on the verses that I just read in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. You know, it talks about the cloud of witnesses. It says we have been compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Hallelujah. That means those that have gone on, hallelujah, before us. Hallelujah. And many of them are named in Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Hallelujah. But they endured. Hallelujah. We have pioneers, hallelujah, that have gone before us. Hallelujah. We have heroes and heroes that have gone before us. Hallelujah. That set forth an example. Hallelujah. And you know, we can look at that and know that we too, hallelujah, can go through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We also can carry out our faith until the end. Hallelujah. We also can endure the things that we have to go through. Hallelujah. The trials, the tribulations, the persecution. Hallelujah. Being casted aside, being talked about, being put down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Not everybody cares about you. Not everybody loves us, hallelujah, the way that the Lord loves us, hallelujah,
yeah.
Because he always loves us, hallelujah. As it was said before, earlier in the service, that he never fails. He never fails, and he never will, praise God. We fail. Others fail. But God will never fail us. He is faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And having faith is so important, because by us having faith, then we have the courage, hallelujah, to let go of some things. Hallelujah. Our self-reliance, relying on self. Hallelujah. And then we're better able to allow God to have control over us, because he should. Hallelujah, because we belong to him. We do not belong to ourselves. We belong to God, and so we must be under his control and allow him to lead us, to guide us, to shape us, to mold us, hallelujah, into what he would have
us
to be. Hallelujah, because if we do, hallelujah, then we're not going to fail. We're not going to fail, hallelujah, but we will go forth and accomplish the things that he has already told us that we would do. He has called us. Hallelujah. We are his own. Praise God. And God has a work for each one of us to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had a purpose for you in the beginning. Hallelujah. He had a plan for you in the beginning. There was a destiny already set for us in the beginning. Hallelujah. That's how much God cared for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He cared enough about us to lay down his life. Hallelujah. And then pick it back up again. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the kind of God that we serve. Hallelujah. He's a great and mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is our greater sacrifice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he made that sacrifice for all humanity. That means for all of us. Hallelujah. Because God loved us so much that he gave his wonderful and extraordinary gift to us. He sent his son Jesus to die for us so that we could have eternal life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And why God would do that, hallelujah, is because he loves us that much. Hallelujah. And because we were already in our sins. Hallelujah. When we were born, we were in sin. Hallelujah. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. Which brought sin into the world and caused us to have need of a Savior. Hallelujah. A wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. So our sins are what had separated us from God. Hallelujah. But he made that sacrifice. Hallelujah. The Son of God. Hallelujah. So that we could be reconciled. Hallelujah. So that we would have the opportunity to make things right with him. Hallelujah. Because he was the one that was sinless. He had no sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. So only Jesus could be the one to take our sins upon himself and pay required penalty of death. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the good news is that he didn't remain dead. 3 days after his death, he came back to life. Hallelujah. Fulfilling his mission. Hallelujah. And in fulfilling his mission, praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus conquered. Hallelujah. Our final enemy, and that's death. Praise God. Hallelujah. So by faith, hallelujah, we should choose to believe. And by faith, we should accept of eternal life from God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was a willing sacrifice. Hallelujah. Are we willing? Praise God. Hallelujah. Are we willing to really let go and let God and allow him to be in control of our lives? Because if we do, and those of us that are, we're not sorry. Hallelujah. It's worth it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to share some scriptures. Now, in this life, we're all going to face some struggles. We're going to go through some things, hallelujah, that we don't really want to go through, but we're gonna have to, hallelujah. But we have one, hallelujah, that will help us through it. We can go through, hallelujah, if we allow the Lord to help us, to lead us, to guide us, to get into the Word of God, to study, hallelujah, to study, to show yourselves approved unto God, hallelujah, to know that meditation, studying His Word is helpful to us, hallelujah. It opens up our understanding, hallelujah. Prayer is necessary and prayer is vital, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we need to know how to pray. We need to be around those that pray. We need to be around those that are strong, hallelujah, those that are steadfast, those that are unmovable, hallelujah, those that are trusting God, hallelujah, with all that they know how, praise God. And that's what we need. That's what we need, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because we can't get enough, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to weather the storm, but we got to know who's in the storm with us. We got to know the one that's going to bring about peace. We need to know the one that will say, peace be still. Hallelujah.
And yes.
Hallelujah. While we're going through it, while we're in the struggle, hallelujah, we need to know him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then knowing his word, we can speak the word. Because, see, the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy us. Hallelujah. And he will do everything that he can to set us back. Hallelujah. But we got to be ready to stand. Hallelujah. And it's going to take all of that to stand. Hallelujah. Having faith. Having a prayer life. Getting into the Word of God. And even when we don't understand, we can pray and ask God to open up my understanding. Give me an understanding of your Word. And in doing that, it brings forth a relationship with you and God. Hallelujah. And that's what we need, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Know him. We need to know, not just know what we heard, what someone else said, but we need to know him in a personal way for our own selves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when things come up, hallelujah, when your leader isn't around, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's impossible for your leader to be present with you all the time. But it's not impossible for God to be with you all the time. And so you can learn to call on his name. He says, call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. That means that he will reveal himself unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will bring about revelation. You will know the things that you wonder about. Hallelujah. Because God will reveal it to you. Hallelujah. And you're calling out to him, crying out to him. Hallelujah. For what you need of him. Praise God. We can go to God for anything. Hallelujah. And he will help us. He will answer us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he will bring about the things in your life that you need. Hallelujah. And he says, delight yourself in him. And he will give you the desires of your heart. Praise God. Meaning that if you go about pleasing the Lord, doing the things that you know is right to do, hallelujah, he will bless you. He will bless you even more so. Hallelujah. He will go far beyond meeting your basic needs.
Yes.
Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be to you. So we can trust our God. Hallelujah. We can know Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And when we accept him into our lives, hallelujah, then we're walking with him. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will bring things to your remembrance. Hallelujah. He will nudge you when you think you might go off the path. Hallelujah.
Say that.
Or even begin to think that you're going to give up because the pressure is too much or whatever is happening around you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You will get that. Hallelujah. And that guidance to get you back on track. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to know the Holy Spirit is a gift. A gift from God. When Jesus left this earth, he promised us that gift. Hallelujah. He is the third person in the Trinity. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So we don't want to forget him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's not hard to receive him. Just have your heart open. Hallelujah. And allow him to fill you with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And as you continue with God, you'll learn more and more about his Spirit because he continues, hallelujah, to pour into you, hallelujah, and indwell in you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it will come the day that, and I know some of you already know that day will come when you don't want to sin anymore. Hallelujah. That won't even be on your mind anymore. Hallelujah. To willfully stand against God. Hallelujah. You will be walking in righteousness. Hallelujah. You will be continuing with the faith. You will be continuing to grow and mature in Christ, even in a way that he can use you to bring others into the kingdom. Hallelujah. To be that witness. Hallelujah. To stand before people, hallelujah, and let them know what God has done for you and what he will do for them as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we have so much, hallelujah, in him, praise God, and we just need to continue to put our trust in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you may even be thinking that you have failed God. I did. I thought it for a long time that I had failed God. Hallelujah. And he got my attention one day. Hallelujah. I no longer feel like I'm a failure. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're feeling like that today, hallelujah, look to God. Hallelujah. There is no failure in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, hallelujah. Get close to God as you can get. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But see, the enemy comes and he tries to trick us up by telling us things, hallelujah, by speaking stuff that is not true because he is a liar. And the Bible says he is the author of lies. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we have to be aware that we have an enemy and the enemy is the devil. Hallelujah. The enemy is Satan. Hallelujah. We're not warring against flesh and blood. And oftentimes, there are people lashing out at us, hallelujah, and doing all kinds of things against us. No, who's operating in them. Praise God.
Yeah.
But even in that, hallelujah, we are already conquerors. We're already overcomers. Hallelujah. We're already winners. Hallelujah. We have not lost. You know, we've had ourselves after one that's never lost a battle. Hallelujah.
Well,
he's never lost a battle.
Amen.
And the thing about it is he never will.
Yes.
So don't even get caught up about what somebody has said about you. Praise God.
Yes.
God's different. Hallelujah. You know. Praise God. So it's in him that we put our trust.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't give up.
Amen.
Just keep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just going to bring out a little bit more about learning from our witnesses and how others can learn. Others can learn from you as well as being a witness before God. Hallelujah. Continuing on. Hallelujah. Because, you know, we have to stay in this race because we want to finish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those that have gone on before, the cloud of witnesses, praise God, they have already completed their finish line. Hallelujah. And they're on to being where they are now. Hallelujah. And that's being in, with the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We want to be that kind of witness. Thank you, Jesus. That somebody can have in their lives, you know, after what they have seen us do, because we're patterning our lives after Christ. Praise God. So therefore, we should want to lay aside every weight, and if it's sin, lay it aside. Know that you can repent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Know that sin is no longer your master. Know that your master, hallelujah, is God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're
yes,
no longer after our sin. We're no longer a slave to sin. Hallelujah. Once you repent, hallelujah, you're no longer a slave to sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. That you have become what God would have you to be. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not at sin's mercy, but we're at the mercy of God. We all are. Praise God. Remember that your aim is to finish. It's to make it to the finish line. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we must
endure
it. Hallelujah. We must give some things over to God that we haven't. Hallelujah. We must rely on him. Hallelujah. And get on his program. It's not about us and what we think. Hallelujah. Self cannot rely upon self. Hallelujah. And make it. Praise
come
God.
Come on. Come on.
God and his program and what he wants for us. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We must line up with our prayer. Prayer.
Yes.
Our prayer life. Hallelujah. Our prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as I said before, surround yourself with other believers. Praise God.
Yes.
So hallelujah. And we must aim for endurance.
Yes.
We must cultivate the ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We must aim for holiness. Because God is holy. And so therefore,
yes. Come on.
He wants you to be holy also. Because he wants you to be more like him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We know it doesn't happen overnight. Hallelujah. But it's a process. But we have to stay with him. Hallelujah. In order for the process to take place and happen, hallelujah, so that we can be perfected. So we need to look to the one, hallelujah, that we can follow. Hallelujah. He is the founder, and he is the perfecter of our faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I want to say this. It's not always sin that gets in the way. Hallelujah. It's not always sin that holds you back, that besets you. But
amen. Say that.
You go through. It's the tribulation. And sometimes it gets hard. Hallelujah. And it gets harder sometimes. Hallelujah. But we must let go. Let go of all of that and let God. Let him take over. Let him come in. Hallelujah. Let him the needs that you don't think you can meet. Allow him, hallelujah, to heal you. Praise God. He is our healer. He is our deliverer.
Yes.
Worker. He is our everything. And we can depend on him for all of that.
Hallelujah. When the doctors have given you a good report, you may have heard it. Hallelujah. But it doesn't have to stop there. When God is our healer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have someone praying for you. Thank you, Lord. Go to God for yourself. Hallelujah. Don't accept the answer being final. When you get a diagnosis, hallelujah, it doesn't have to be final. We can leave this earth without having anything wrong with us. Hallelujah. If we trust God and believe him to be our healer. Hallelujah. God moves in miraculous ways. Sometimes we stand in need of a miracle. Praise God. Hallelujah. And sometimes people just can't imagine that. And they want to give up. Hallelujah. They want to turn away. But we don't have to. Not with the God that we serve. He is greater than anything. Praise God. And as we have said before, and I'll say forever, there is no failure in him. Praise God. But even in our
Hallelujah,
own,
Jesus.
Yes.
We don't have to stay in that place of feeling like I'm a failure. You can come out of that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then
and
be thankful. Hallelujah. That God brought you out. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then he will even use failure to be a benefit. Hallelujah. To others. Hallelujah. To your own self. Hallelujah. While at the same time, glory. I know. I know for sure. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he is our deliverer. He will deliver us out of anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Without faith, we can't please God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Without faith, nothing is valuable to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if we have it, praise God. Hallelujah. Then everything is valuable. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you can accept what he gives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see. Okay. I'm almost done here. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to be, what we need to be is motivated. Hallelujah. We can be motivated through the word of God because God reveals his purpose for all believers, and he also transforms our character, our thoughts, our behaviors, and all of that. And he aligns us up with his desire through his word.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And then we have the Holy Spirit that guides us.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And the Holy Spirit empowers us, hallelujah, even in our obedience, the things we might say, well, I don't want to do that. You know, he hasn't called me to that. And when you hear people say that, it's basically because they have set their mind, they have a mindset that they don't want to do that. Praise God.
Come on, tell the truth.
Come on and empower you. Hallelujah. Empower you and guide you into doing God's will.
Yes, yes.
You've forgotten about your own will. You've forgotten about your own desires. And then you come into that place with, and this happens with maturity, that no matter what, I'm going to please God. No matter what.
Yes.
No matter what I want to do. No matter how it may sound, no matter how good it might look, more than anything, I want to please God. The things
yes.
he mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit will take you there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we also have our spiritual gifts that will motivate us to press on.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And these spiritual are given to us by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes, yes. Teach on it.
God in the way that he has planned for us to serve him.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Amen.
You're walking in your spiritual gift, hallelujah, or the talents that God has given you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, the callings he has put upon you, hallelujah. You will find yourself serving God in that way, hallelujah. And how we serve God is how we serve others, loving them, hallelujah, doing for them, hallelujah, helping them, teaching them what we know about God, what we have learned, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then prayer, hallelujah. Prayer, when we begin to pray, it allows us to communicate with God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Three times, hallelujah, to receive guidance. Hallelujah. To help with every need that we have. Hallelujah. So prayer is very vital. Hallelujah. Prayer takes us places we couldn't go. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Prayer does things for us that we cannot do. Hallelujah. There is no distance in prayer. Hallelujah. A person doesn't have to be right beside you to pray for you. There is no distance in hallelujah. And in prayer, Jesus is our greatest example because he intercedes for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Yes.
Then we have divine provision that happened for us praying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we also have the promise of resurrection, the glories of heaven. Hallelujah. And through prayer, it gives us good reason to persevere and to not lose heart. Hallelujah. Because when we're praying, hallelujah, we're going to persevere and we're not going to lose heart, are we? All right, I'm going to close with that. And I pray that you got something out of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus. Yeah, I'm turning this over, back over to Bishop Shirlene Cook. Praise God.
Amen
hallelujah.
And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All I can say is hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah and
yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have heard a rhema word this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, we heard Apostle tell us we need to let go and let God.
Yes.
And but if you don't have a relationship to the source of all power, then right now we're going to give you an opportunity to give your life to the Lord. And I am going to ask my most beloved big sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton, to come now and lead you in that process. Horton, please come forth, my dear sister.
God bless your family and everyone that's listening. Great word today.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what was said. I want you to hear this. And as she was speaking, God blessed me. He wants to make you a priority.
Yes.
It's like a
say
pack.
That.
When that child is in trouble, they drop everything and go see about that child.
Whatever yes, they do. Come on, sis.
That child takes priority of whatever's going on. We're going to drop and see what's wrong with my baby, my son, my daughter. God has done the same. He's doing the same thing for you in the name of Jesus. He sent his son, Jesus, to take away our and carry our sins on his back and on to the cross. Whereas you become a part of him, and he becomes a part of you. He wants to be your source. He wants to be your, and all you have to do is so simple, is receive him as your Lord and Savior. So
come on, sis.
If you can believe that, just repeat this simple prayer, but mean it from your heart, okay? Don't just say it to be saying it. Mean it.
Come on,
sis. Because he wants you. He loves you so much. He desires you, but he's not going to force himself on you. Glory to God. So
yeah.
Right now, if you want God as your Lord, and Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you can believe, we're going to remove all ifs now. Because when you say this,
yeah.
that means I believe. I'm standing
yeah.
on what
yeah,
I'm
say
saying.
That, sis.
There is,
make it
there
plain.
Is growth. You're not going. There is growth. It's not going to happen overnight. The Bible says you grow day by day.
By day.
Okay?
Yes.
Day by day. One
yes.
day at a time. So
yes.
believe that and stand on that and repeat after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
forgive me
yes,
all
Lord.
My sin and unrighteousness.
Yes.
Thank you for this moment and this
yes.
opportunity to make you my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you for making yourself real to me.
Yes.
Now, as I walk this walk, order my footsteps
yes.
in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes.
And I'll
yes.
give you the honor and I'll give you the glory in Jesus'
yes.
name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen.
Amen.
If you said that prayer, God bless you, and welcome to the family.
Yeah.
Loving the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, my beautiful sister. Hallelujah. We just want to welcome all who said that prayer to the family of Christ. We pray that you will find a Christ-centered church. Hallelujah, where you can become all that God wants you to be. We pray that you would study to show thyself approved by the power of the Holy Spirit. We want you right now to get in the habit of asking the Holy Spirit to lead you, guide you, and direct you. Because when you are walking in the Spirit, you will never, ever fail because God never fails. So I praise God for this message. I praise God for the messenger. I praise God
yes.
for all the servant leaders here present today. I praise God that we had an opportunity to come out and bless the Lord. I thank the Lord for all that he is doing in, through, and for this family. I praise God today. And I simply let God, hallelujah, I can testify that trouble rolls off my back like water rolls off a duck because I know my Jesus is in control. So I want to thank you, Apostle
yeah.
Zeta,
yeah.
for reminding us all to just let go and let God be God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
At this time, we will have Mother Mitchell come and bring us the benediction. But before she does, I have a very special announcement I would like to make. Tomorrow night on Taking It to the Streets, I am calling all intercessors, all servant leaders, all prayer warriors into the war room tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Central time, and 9 p.m. Eastern time, because I truly believe the Lord has laid it on my heart that we should pray and the people of God and the world should hear us praying. They should hear us praying for the Ukraine. They should hear us praying for the situations in Nigeria. They should hear us praying for the helpless and the hopeless. They should hear us praying. If we want the world to pray, then we must lead the way. So tomorrow night,
yeah.
if you are available,
yeah.
I'm asking for you to come out and lift your voice in prayer. Because we believe that prayer really, honestly changes things. So come out tomorrow night. Sit with us on Taking It to the Streets because we are going into the war room. We are going to cover the issues of the world. In our communities, in our homes, we are going to cover them from the top to the bottom and the bottom to the top because we want God to know that we see what is going on in this world and we are standing in fervent prayer seeking his counsel in all things. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I pray I see you tomorrow in the war room. And I just want to say God bless you. Mother Mitchell, you can now bring this morning's benediction. Hallelujah.
God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You have been listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience this morning. Hallelujah. We pray that you truly heard something that blessed your soul. I want to thank the beautiful servant leaders gathered here today. I want to thank Apostle Zeta for that awesome message. Thank you, Evangelist Michelle
Amen.
Scott, for that awesome prayer. Thank you, Mother Mitchell, for all that you do for the ministry. And same to you, my beautiful sister, Minister Gladys, and of course, my dear sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton. I want to thank all the servant leaders that were here. I want to thank all of you for joining us. And we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household of faith to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. God bless you. Go in peace. You are dismissed. But remember this, God loves you, and so do we. Have a blessed week, everyone. Yeah. God bless you. Thank you, my beautiful family. You were phenomenal as usual. I love you so much. God bless you. Amen. Have a good day, everybody.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. I love you.
Love you, Sister Harton. I love you.
God bless you all. I love you. Have a wonderful and blessed week.